Well, good morning. How are we this morning? Are we good? God wants me to be happy, right? That means I can wear whatever I like. These are my happy pants. I don't get to wear them anywhere because apparently they're embarrassing. I love them. I reckon they're really awesome. They're probably a bit better if I lost a bit of weight, but you know. But God wants us to be happy. You know the scripture verse that tells us that? Yeah, there isn't one. That's all right. We're going to start looking at the Bible and see what God actually wants to say to us by looking at Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. We're not going to go really deep into this morning, but we're going to have a very brief look. Matthew chapter 5, beginning at verse 3. Some of you may know this really, really well. Some of you may know it from different versions. This is the one that I know quite well. It's called the Beatitudes. And Jesus says this, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." May God add his understanding to that reading this morning. You see, when we think of God saying that we're blessed or that we're going to have these wonderful things happen, we often take it out of context. And as I was looking through different versions of the Bible this week, I came across only one at this point. Now, I must admit, I did not look through every single version, all right? I only probably looked through about maybe 10. The advantage of actually having it on your phone, you can just flick from one version to another. And I found one out of the 10 that I looked at that said, "Happy are those who are meek. Happy are those who mourn. Happy are those." It's a bit of a contrast, really, when you think about it. You read right through the Beatitudes, we look at what Jesus is saying. Happy are those who have got nothing. Well, how does that make sense? That makes no sense whatsoever. And so when you read through, and it was the Good News version, so if you've ever read the Good News translation, often we were sort of brought up with that as kids, possibly, it said happy are those. And somehow we've got in our mind that God says somewhere in the Bible that God wants us to be happy. And I'm sorry if I'm actually upsetting any of you right now, even if it's just the bright colours. Okay, I'm sorry about that. But God wants us to be happy, right? So we can just do whatever we want. Actually doesn't say that. Now, God does want us to have a life that is blessed by him. But that doesn't mean we don't cop some heartache. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Yeah? In fact, there's even we've played that a few times. They've actually even got army people dancing along to it and stuff. It's really great. It's a great little song. You know, be happy. Guy Sebastian's got "Don't Worry, Be Happy." You know, someone's being really rude and even sticks the finger up at him when he's driving too slow on a freeway. And he's like, "Oh, you know, just have a good day. That's all right." And I just ignore it. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Anyone remember the really old one? Don't make me sing it. You know, "Don't worry, be happy." Yeah, no, don't make me do any more of that because it won't bring happiness. But we expect happiness. We're told that we've got to be happiness. In fact, even this morning when I was having a quick flick through emails, I got an email that said 8 ways to be happy. And I'm like, are you serious? So I had a quick watch of the video and it was actually, it does touch on a number of things of what we talk about. And it's talking more about being blessed than happy. But anyway, there's that. So we often think that whatever makes me happy must be right. Yeah? Whatever makes me happy is going to be right. Whatever makes me unhappy must be wrong. It's this kind of thinking that we've got, that whenever we're doing something that we love and it makes us happy, then it's great and it's good. And if something makes me unhappy, like doing dishes, then that's got to be wrong. Or am I the only one who ever gets upset having to do dishes, right? I mean, they exist and you got to do them. Sometimes we've even got this philosophy almost of things, when things are discomfortable, when things maybe are delayed, when we haven't actually had an answer to prayer somehow, there's all this suffering happening, there's those horrible inconveniences that can happen, all these obstacles that get in our way, we can sit there and say, well, that can't be from God. God wouldn't let all that happen because he wants me to be happy. But that's actually not anywhere in the Bible are we told is that the case. In fact, if anything, if we read back through the Beatitudes, you see that tough stuff's going to happen, and we've got to recognize that when those things happen, as hard as it is, we are actually blessed. We're actually blessed when those things happen. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. I don't know too many people that are feeling real joy and real excitement and real happiness when they've had to just bury their loved one. Even if we know that they're a Christian and they've gone to be in a place that's happier, that is more joyful, that's heaven. We don't jump up and down and celebrate those sorts of things. And if we want to, we feel like it's wrong. Part of me really wants the Don't Worry, Be Happy song at my funeral, but I'm still working through those. Without knowing it, without even recognizing it, we may even get to the point where instead of worshipping God, instead of putting our thoughts and focus actually on him, the theology of happiness then makes us start to worship the things that make us comfortable, the things that give us pleasure, the things that actually give us things. We think that those sorts of things are what gives us happiness. We think, if we get just a little bit more money, I'll be happy. If I get just a little bit more love from someone, I'll be happier. If I just get this, if I just get this, if I just get this. And we keep striving and striving and striving to get things that actually won't help us anymore. How many of you have ever gone to one of the, whether it's a Coke machine or, you know, a dispenser, and you put your money in, right? Whether it's $1, $2, whatever. And you press the button and it doesn't come. How do you feel about that, right? Now, depending on what it is, will possibly depend on what your reaction is. But I can think of one or two instances where you go to put it in, and if you're almost feeling like you're dying of thirst and you've put the money in, you almost want to kick the thing, right? You whack it, you try and get the things out. We get really frustrated if these things don't come immediately, the things we want. We're in such an instant world now that we expect these things to happen. We almost can reduce God to a vending machine. We put out what we think we put our money in, whether it's a prayer, whether it is literally our money, whether it's our time, whatever it is. We stick it in this little vending machine that's God. We press the button. Maybe it doesn't happen immediately. And then we kick and scream at him and tell him, well, what are you doing? Like, why aren't I getting this? Sometimes that's okay, all right? It's all right to sort of go off at God. He's big enough to deal with that. But if we're not being happy, we think that God doesn't care. We think even, possibly, that God failed, that religion's not even worth it, that it's not even worth going to church, it's not worth having any time with him at all because, well, see, he doesn't really care in the first place. I'm not getting what I want. I'm not getting the things that are going to make me happy. So what's the point? You see, the highest priority of God is not your happiness, and it's not mine. Sorry to bust your bubble. That is not his highest priority. Actually, God's highest priority is for you to have a relationship with him. That's it. He doesn't want you to pursue happiness. He wants you to pursue him. So the more we keep trying to find other things that are going to make us happy, the more we can actually get further and further away from God, rather than realizing that if we just spent more time with him, if we just listened to what he wanted to say, then he might actually be able to help us find the kind of happiness that we need. Now, I'm not saying that God wants you to sit around and be miserable either, because that's not the case. He actually wants us to have joy. It is a happy day when God came and died for us. We need to be joyful in that. But we can't expect all of life to mean that everything is perfect, because life isn't. I'd love it if it was. I'd love it that, you know, I could put these on and feel like I hadn't gained 20 kilos. But I can't, because I have, and there've been stupid choices that I've made. I'd love it that when I go on rides, I don't actually get a little fearful at times, because I'm not always keen on heights. I know my children don't believe that's the case, but there are times where I actually don't like being in awkward positions. And so, if God doesn't want us to be happy, what does he want then? You see, he doesn't want us to be happy if it means that we're going to do something wrong or sinful. And that's the difference. I could say that I know God wants me to be happy, and so jumping off a cliff is perfectly normal. Yeah? No? Perfectly normal. I don't see where that's right. Unless you got a parachute. Unless you got, you know, bungee jump and you know you water underneath or something. Like, it's not normal and right to actually want to do some of these things. Now, I know there are some adrenaline junkies out there, and good luck to them. But there's just some things that I know are not good. Now, depends on what we call as sinful, but I've got a couple of little things in here, and I just need to share them with you. The first thing is this. Now, my son was having a right royal giggle while I was doing this, because he's like, well, you can tell you don't pack lunch. I'm like, no, I don't. So, what I've got in here, actually, I'll put that down there for a second. What I've got in here is all the sorts of things that I think will make me happy, right? There is some award-winning coconut ice. You don't mind if I have a little, award-winning coconut ice. There's, I don't know, some other lolly. There's a Jersey caramel, but it's got raspberry in it. I can't fit any more in my mouth at the minute. There's some second award-winning clinker slice. I don't know about that. It's a chocolate bar, although it's got no sugar, so I don't know, but they are actually quite nice. So I can have that. Now, each one of those things, excuse me, took way too big a bite. Should have thought about that. All of those things could be... Stop laughing at me, Nathaniel. All of those things could make me happy, right? Give me a sugar rush. I'm right. I can go for another hour now. We're fine. However, my body is not going to like me eating all of that all the time, which is why I managed to gain a few kilos. I've got a husband that keeps making things. And so this is possibly what I should be spending more time eating, right? Apple instead of my coconut ice. I can eat whatever I like, but there's going to be consequences to it. It's not always going to be right. It's not always going to be healthy. I'm not going to try and eat any more of that. That's just rude. I could turn around and say, you know what? I don't even feel like going to work, so I'm not even going to bother go to work, because that doesn't make me happy all the time. Or whatever. There's all these things that can stop us from thinking that we can actually be happy, because there's mundane things that we have to do in life. And sometimes they're either sinful or stupid things that we actually look at and go, oh, well, you know, maybe that's not the smartest choice for me. I know that eating all of that sweet stuff has led to all of this, right? And the thighs. I know it's done that. I've proven before that I know how to actually lose weight. I've done that before. Someone keeps cooking it and someone keeps eating it. Right? Now, even if you kept cooking, I still have a choice. It is still my choice on whether I eat it or not. Just because it's there doesn't mean I have to have it. So same with anything really. We could say it's the same for things like alcohol and drugs. It's the same for money, same for power, same for relationships. Just because it seems good doesn't mean it is. And so we've got to question God on that. We've got to ask him, what is it? What is it that's actually good for me? If someone's trying to get you to do something that's not good for you, then that's not going to be helpful for you. It's not going to bring you happiness. It might give you fleeting happiness. It might be that instant gratification that tastes really good. But I know that eventually I'll pay for it. The other thing is, God doesn't want us to be happy when it's only based on things of this world. You know, you've got to have the newest iPhone, or you've got to have the best looking shoes or the best brands, or here's some of my other little thingies here. I'm just going to share some of them with you. So some of the things that I know that I desperately need is the latest Marvel movie. Now, I know there's two out at the moment, and I haven't got them. It's really disturbing. Okay? It's not okay. I should not have. Just only, in fact, I think only one came out this week, but that's beside the point. You've got to have the most recent one, right? Well, I do, apparently. There's things like doing cross stitches and stuff. I actually thought I'd finish this until I sat down to do it at craft the other day. I thought I was happy. I thought I'd done everything. I thought it was finished, and then I discovered there's actually a whole bunch of things I hadn't done with that yet. I think that sitting down and getting to finish this book is going to make me happy. I don't even know where I'm up to. Oops, almost losing my bookmark. Fell asleep reading it last night, that's how tired I was, but that's not going to make me happy. I'm going to feel accomplished once I've finished it, but it's not actually going to make me happy. That doesn't help me at all. I'm going to run out of room on there. I could say, getting to meet Steve Smith, getting to go to the cricket, that actually does bring me happiness. But again, it's only fleeting. It's not for a long time. It's not for something that... And what about the other team? What about the other team when they lose? Are they happy? There you go. I can't do hats. I can, but I don't want to. They look shocking. What about my favourite movie of all time, The Lion King? They kiss. I love these. They're so adorable. Hey! Okay. So there's Simba and Nala. They're kissing, right? So you could take this in two ways. You could take it just as one of your favourite movies and you love that and you just got to go and see that whenever it's available. So, the newest live action one, you go see it at the theatre, so it's actual people running around with masks and stuff. You buy the movie as soon as it comes out on DVD 20 odd years ago. Relationships, right? They were betrothed to be married. How weird is that? It's not the sort of thing we do anymore. We could say that relationships even help us with that. Sorry, Simba and Nala, you got to go down there. Maybe it's making sure that I look as good as me Barbie here. If only. Right? Who doesn't want to look like Barbie? I love Barbie. Barbie is amazing. But 80 doesn't want to. Oh, 80. I need to bring Ken and maybe... Although there's a whole bunch of extra ones now that aren't just even Barbie and Ken anymore. But, I mean, who doesn't want that dress? The girls. Girls, who doesn't want that dress? That's amazing. Red's my favourite colour. I love that. If only I had my hair that stayed looking like that, right? All those things I love the thought of. There could be even... Now, this might bring up some sore memories, and I apologise for that. Not...2008, what a brilliant year, right? Hawthorne won the grand final. Let me tell you, only half the family was happy that day. There was not everyone happy, right? How often do we think that just because my footy team won, whether it's the premiership or whatever, oh look, by the way, I've actually even got signatures on this one. Mind you, it wasn't the 2008 one, but, getting to meet a couple of your heroes, does that make you happy? No. What about getting to drive a Ferrari. Now, I have actually driven a real one, not just this one. I think his batteries are flat now. But getting to drive a Ferrari, getting to own a Ferrari, or whatever your favourite car is. AD, what's your favourite car? A what? Oh, well, yeah, Holden, that's... Who cares about a Holden, but okay. Ford all the way, mate, but no. A Ferrari, don't... Whatever our favourite car is, wouldn't we want to own that? Wouldn't that make us happy? You see, we're taught, and I don't even know exactly how we can come across it sometimes, but we're taught somewhere along the line this equation. Now, keep up with me. Better possessions, so whether it's a new car or whatever, plus peaceful circumstances, so no one giving you crap or whatever, plus thrilling experiences, so maybe getting to drive the car or jump off the cliff or whatever, plus the right relationships, right, the right people who you're meant to be with, plus the perfect appearance, right, that is going to bring you happiness. Did you keep up with that? Did you keep up with all that? That is what we think. Somehow this is what we've been taught. Part of it's consumerism. Part of it has been this misconception that actually God wants me to be happy. God wants me to make sure I'm blessed. Part of the prosperity gospel even tries to teach some of this by saying, if you're suffering, then you've done something wrong. If you're not having a great, peaceful, joyful, jumping up and down kind of life, then there's got to be something wrong. There's extra sin, or maybe you haven't done this, or you haven't done that. This is how we end up with this thought that actually I can't be happy unless I've got this, 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 and this. And of course, it's not the case. All these things I kept trying to go for, and look, I still like them. I'm still going to make sure I buy Spider-Man. I'm still, you know, all those sorts of things. But I know they're not going to bring me lasting happiness. They might bring me fleeting happiness. It might be great to have a few people come around and watch a movie with me or go and watch the footy or whatever. All those things can be good, but they're never true lasting happiness. It doesn't last. You see, 1 John says this, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. You see, God doesn't want us to be happy, but he does want us to be blessed. He doesn't want us to be happy. He doesn't want us pursuing all this sort of stuff. But he wants us to be blessed. And blessed is way beyond more than happy. Joy is way beyond more than happy. It doesn't mean that you never get sick. It doesn't mean that you never have things that happen that are dodgy. It doesn't mean that you're never going to get a pimple before your wedding day, all right? That's not what it means. Or graduation or whatever. It doesn't mean that things always go your way. It doesn't mean that God answers your prayers with a yes every single time. If you've watched Bruce Almighty, you've seen the disaster that happens if everyone just says yes, like God just says yes. It just goes pear-shaped. Because not everyone does the right thing or wants the right thing or prays for the right thing. It doesn't mean you're going to get the dream house that you want or the best car that you want or the best job that you want. It doesn't mean that you're even going to keep your job all the time. Sometimes it means you might cop pain, but instead he'll give you comfort during that pain. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. What about a storm? You know, things just come racing upon you. Well, blessed are those who are meek, for they will inherit the earth. What about those who are going through trials? Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You see, God never says that we're not going to have some of these things happen. He never says that we can't be weak. In fact, if anything, we're told in the Bible that the weaker we are, the stronger He is and the bigger impact He can make. We are not told that absolutely everything is going to be perfect when we accept Jesus and follow Him. Nowhere are we promised that. But somehow we've got that kind of thinking sometimes in our brain. You see, in Psalm 37 verse 4 it says, "Delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart." When we put God first, when we pursue Him, not happiness, not all the things that we think are going to be great, not all the extra things that, you know, extra sleep will make me happy, or extra food or extra time or extra, none of those things. Delight yourself in the Lord. Delight yourself in God. Delight yourself in what He's provided for us. And then He will give you the desires of your heart. Now, the reality is, if you're desiring and delighting yourself in God, then your desires are not going to be selfish ones. They're not going to be about a bigger house or a better car or whatever. It's actually going to be about the things that God cares about. Because God wants us to live not for right now, but for the future and for eternity. I want you to think about this picture for a minute. Pretend for a moment that you're a guppy fish. I don't know why you're a guppy. You can be a different fish if you want, but pretend you're a fish, all right? I'm thinking guppy fish. You can be whatever fish you like. Possibly not flake, because we don't want you eaten, okay? Guppy fish. The fish is on the beach. Not in the beach, not in the water. The fish is on the beach, all right? Now, he's sitting back on his recliner chair, you know, your sun lounge thingy. He's got his little martini in his hand. He's got an umbrella over him, keeping him shaded. He's having a ball, this fish, isn't he?
No, no.
He's going to die. He's going to die. I'm kind of feeling sorry for the fish right now. You see, the fish wasn't designed to chill out on the beach. It's designed to chill out in the water. And sometimes we pursue the things that we're actually not designed for. Sometimes we want to think that by chilling out on the beach is going to bring us pure happiness. You know, there's a meme that goes around saying, "Oh, I'm due for my next holiday for 6 months." Just, you know, holiday every 6 months would be lovely. It's not reality, but it's not what we're designed for. We are designed for so much more than that. You see, you and I were not made for earth. Moments of happiness and joy cannot compare to what lies ahead. Lower your expectations of earth, not heaven. No new car, no new wife or husband, no new baby, no new boat will give you the joy that your heart craves. None of those things. That's from Max Lucado. None of those things will actually bring you pure happiness and joy. Now, I've had four kids, all right? There is absolute joy when you are given them, but it's still nothing compared to what God can give us and compared to what I'm going to get to experience in heaven. Lower your expectations of happiness on earth. Don't go after this stuff. Don't lower your expectations of heaven. Because God wants so much more for us. Remember, He doesn't want us to pursue happiness. He wants us to pursue Him. So we're not told that God wants us to be happy. We are told that God wants to bless you. And the only way that's going to happen is when you delight yourself in the Lord. And He will then give you the desires of your heart. We're going to have an opportunity for you to maybe reflect, see if God's wanting to say something to you this morning. It might be something about what you've heard, whether it's the fact that you've been chasing after happiness in different places that's not going to be helpful. Maybe you've accidentally, not even deliberately, bought into the falsehoods of what happiness is, all these things. Maybe it's got nothing to do with that at all, and God's just speaking to you saying, just come and talk to me. Just come and listen to me. Whatever it is, take this opportunity this morning while we have this next song, Shout to the Lord. The band's going to help us as we do this. And if you feel like you want to come and pray, then take that opportunity. It's an opportunity for you to maybe be that fish in the water, not on the beach, not stuck out dying, but instead being someone who is right where you're meant to be, right where God has placed you. And so we'll sing through this song together. The opportunity is there if you want to come and pray. You can come forward and pray. You can pray right where you are. It's entirely up to you. But remember, happiness is not about just what we want. It's about what God desires for you, a relationship with Him. Let's sing this through together. Thanks.